we welcome you to the Studs Terkel Wax Museum, heard on WFMT, each weekday from 10 a.m. to 11. Studs' guest this morning is folk singer and songwriter Bob Dylan, an interview recorded in May of 1963. The program in just a moment.
Walk with Bob in a moment after you hear more about his own true love. Rumpled trousers, curly hair. No, Bob Shelton of the New York Times speaks of your writing, some of the music, the songs that you sing, because they can't be pigeonholed. The minute you have one characterized, it flies away. His lyrics mix a silo sermon out of Guthrie's, Woody Guthrie's conversational folk say with a dash of Rambo's demonic imagery, even a bit of Yevtushenko's social criticism, whether his verse is free or rhymed, where the mood is somber, crusading, satiric, subject to fanciful. Mr. Dylan's words and melodies spark with the light of an inspired poet. And I think Bob Shelton has something after having heard you sing a number of songs and a couple of your albums. Bob, where are you from? Beginning. Where did you come from?
Well, the beginning, you know, was there in Minnesota. But that was the beginning before the beginning. The beginning was not till about 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago really, or maybe it was even before that.
How did that happen, the 5 years ago? Perhaps we can explore before that too a bit later. How did that 5 years ago happen and you come to songs, these kind of songs?
I don't know how I come to songs, you know, but doing what I'm doing, I mean, I sort of, it's not up to me, you know, to I don't really go into myself that deep. Mm-hmm. And
you just go ahead and do it.
I just go ahead and do it, yeah. I'm just sort of trying to find a place to pound my nails, you know.
Well, and pounding your nails when you were... Did you hear songs when you were little? How did this come about? Did you hear records of Woody Guthrie?
Well, I heard Woody.
Woody, I know, is a factor in your life.
Oh, yeah. Woody's a big factor, Woody. I feel awful lucky, but, you know, I feel lucky just to know Woody.
Now, you did something. You were in the Midwest, and one day you took off and you went to the hospital in New Jersey to visit Woody. Why'd you do that?
Well, I didn't take off for the hospital there. I was around the country before that, and I'd heard of Woody. I knew Woody. I saw Woody once a long, long time ago in Burbank, California, which was, I was just a little boy. I don't even remember seeing him, you know. And I heard him play.
That's interesting. You say when you were a very little boy.
Yeah, it was about, I think it must have been about 10.
Who took you here? Your parents took you there?
No, it was my uncle.
Your uncle took you there, and you were very small.
Yeah.
And that was a memory. You remember, though, don't you?
Yeah, I remembered Woody that time, yeah.
What was it stuck in your mind?
That, it stuck in my mind that he was Woody. And everybody else I could see around me was just everybody else.
Aha.
But he was Woody.
You mean there was no one else but one?
Yeah.
And that was he. And I think if I may venture an opinion, there's no one else but one, two here, and you, Bob. And though you've influenced... Well, perhaps this will come along as we're talking and singing, too. I'm asking now about you. And it's hard to separate you from the songs you write and sing. You write most of your songs, don't you?
Yeah, I write them all now.
What makes you write a song? Let's say there's one that I know Pete Seeger sings and Will Holt sings your song. It's a, and the only way I can describe it is a great tapestry. This hard rain's going to fall.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Well, before you tackle that, what made you write that?
Well, I'll tell you how I come to write that.
All right.
This is one of them kind of songs. It's just one of those I wrote like that. That was, I wrote that because... you know, every line in that really is another song, you know. It couldn't be used as a whole song, every single line. And I wrote that when I didn't know how many other songs I could write, you see. That was during, I think, October of last year. And I remember sitting up all night and with a bunch of people someplace. And I wanted to get the most down that I knew about into one song as I possibly could, so... I wrote that.
It was October that night. What, that was during a crisis?
Yeah, that was during that blockade, I guess is the word.
It was during Cuba. And you worried. So you put it in song.
Yeah, I was a little worried. I can't say I was...
you can't say you were elated.
I was a little worried. Maybe that's the word.
So you wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could you sing the song? Could you sing the song?
You got it on the disc there. I'd appreciate it if you could do it that way.
Which would you prefer, the disc or
you're
doing
it? If you take it off the disc. I could sing the song, but it takes a long time to sing. And if you'd like me to sing it, I guess.
I would. Well, if it isn't...
If you want me to, I guess.
I would like you to sing it. I'll tell you why after you sing it. Yeah?
All right. I'll sing that one.
Because I think this is some song we could talk about. I don't mean so much the content itself as the form.